11 years after Iraq invaded Kuwait, economic sanctions imposed by the United Nations are taking a heavy toll on Iraqi civilians. They were meant to punish the country's government, as well as its leaders. For Iraq's young, the sanctions have led to a life of diminished expectations. From Baghdad, NPR's Kate Seeley prepared this report.
Iraqi teenager Akram Hussein and his brother Ahmed are cruising Baghdad in their dad's beat-up car, listening to one of their favorite radio stations, The Voice of Iraq. Run by the youngest son of Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein, VOI features Western pop, country, and jazz, introduced by English-speaking DJs.
This song is by Queen.
Akram says it provides a link to another culture for young Iraqis who feel increasingly cut off from the rest of the world. We don't have so many computers and internet lines aren't that available, he says. This radio station is one of the few ways to keep in touch. Iraqis once traveled easily and had ready access to Western culture. Iraq's oil-rich government stocked its schools with the newest equipment, and middle-class Iraqi parents indulged their children in the latest foreign consumer goods. But sanctions, intended to isolate the government, have also isolated the people. Iraqis can't easily get foreign books or publications anymore, and the same is true for new technologies. Most are beyond the means of average Iraqis, whose standard of living plunged after the embargo. Many young Iraqis say they feel they're falling farther and farther behind. At the University of Mustansariya in Baghdad, first-year computer students struggle to gain basic skills, working on 1984 Iraqi-made computers. We dream about changing all these computers into more advanced ones, says Basman Sindhi. Elsewhere in the world, people are developing so fast. I want to be like them. But UNICEF spokesman Carl de Roy says nowhere is Iraq's decline more apparent than in education.
Iraq was very well known in the Middle East for a very, very high standard of education. Many people used to come here for university education. The basic education was very solid. I mean, there's been a massive depreciation in the education sector, and it's so fundamental for the development of a nation.
At a boys' primary school in the southern port city of Basra, close to 50 sixth graders are crammed into a filthy classroom. Their school equipment is outdated. They have few basic supplies like pencils and paper. Their school is in disrepair, and their teachers earn a mere $5 a month. According to Principal Jassim Al-Hamdani, his students are either dropping out to work to support their families or juggling both school and work. He says it's taking a toll. We see that some students look distracted, he says. Children are busy thinking about work and the hardships of life. Mental health experts here note an increasing sense of hopelessness and despair among youth who have little to look forward to. Western analysts worry about the long-term impact of a generation of anxious, ill-educated, and increasingly anti-American youth. Yes. At a fast food restaurant in a middle-class district of Baghdad, teenage Iraqi girls say they love American pop culture, particularly Michael Jackson, but they, like other Iraqi youths, say they're angry with the American government. They worry that the United States will target Iraq in its war on terrorism, and they blame Washington for the hardships in their lives. 15-year-old Sidyan Ghoribe.
I want to ask America just one question, just why? Why are they doing this about my country? We love America, we speak English. What's we doing?
The U.S. and Britain, the main supporters of the embargo, are hoping to ease civilian suffering. They're looking for Security Council approval for so-called smart sanctions, which would allow civilian goods to enter Iraq more freely. While smart sanctions might help diminish some of the isolation felt by many Iraqi youths, Western experts here say they won't address their main grievances. UNICEF's Carol de Roy notes that even if sanctions were lifted tomorrow, Iraq's youth would suffer the effects of a devastated educational system for decades to come. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Baghdad.